This is Lucy Du with the latest from CRI News. A French satellite scanning the southern Indian Ocean for remains of missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 has found a possible debris field containing over 120 objects. As such, search for the missing jetliner is expected to be streamlined even further. The new images captured by French satellites are in roughly the same area where Australian and Chinese air searchers have spotted three large objects. Three Chinese warships have now reached the region, joining the multinational air searchers led by Australia. More Chinese military and civilian vessels are also on the way. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sat down for talks with French President François Hollande in Paris. The two are said to have discussed issues of common concern and the two countries' bilateral ties. Xi Jinping is in France to help commemorate the 50th anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and France. This year also marks the 10th anniversary of the signing of a comprehensive strategic partnership between the two sides. As part of his time in France, Xi Jinping is expected to sign a number of agreements in areas including nuclear energy, aviation, urbanization, agriculture and finance. France is a second leg of the Chinese president's current European trip, which will also see him make stops in Germany and Belgium. Xi Jinping began his trip in the Netherlands. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry says at least six Ukrainian military officers have been taken captive in Crimea. Those being held are said to include five officers and one general. Ukrainian authorities say they do not yet know where the soldiers are being held. Local media reports earlier in the day on Wednesday suggest that eight Ukrainian soldiers and two civilians were detained by Russian and Crimean armed forces. Word of this comes as Russian forces take final control of all military installations in Crimea following the withdrawal of Ukrainian troops. US President Barack Obama now says NATO needs a regular presence in Eastern Europe to help protect countries that feel vulnerable following Russia's annexation of Crimea. Obama made the comment following a meeting with EU leaders in Brussels. Obama is also voicing concern about declining military budgets among certain NATO countries. Obama and the European Union leaders also say they are moving to hasten the completion of a transatlantic trade and investment partnership, which is said to be an antidote to Russia's influence in the region and a way to help Europe become less dependent on Moscow for energy. Egypt's military chief is officially running for president. Abd al-Fattah al-Sisi, in making his announcement, has also officially given up his post as the head of the Egyptian military and defense minister. Al-Sisi has been widely expected to make the move. He has become widely popular after leading the military movement to ouster former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Many political observers in Egypt expect al-Sisi will be able to carry the popular vote to become president when elections are held later this year. The new government of the Baltic state of Estonia has taken office. A coalition government headed by 34-year-old Taavi Rõivas has been sworn in. Rõivas takes over as the country's prime minister following the resignation of former prime minister Andrus Ansip. Ansip left his post earlier this year after deciding to take a position within the European Union. Rõivas's new government will hold power until parliamentary elections are held in Estonia early next year. It is being reported French anti-terrorism police foiled an imminent bomb attack in the southern city of Cannes last month. A young suspect was arrested after police discovered bomb-making materials in an apartment in the city. A local news channel in Cannes is reporting the 23-year-old suspect is a jihadist who recently returned to France from fighting in Syria. The suspect is said to be part of a terrorist cell which targeted a Jewish shop in a bombing north of Paris in 2012. France has been the target of a growing number of terrorist attacks and plots, particularly after the country took the lead in fighting jihadists which had taken control of northern Mali in 2012. Schools across Britain are expected to return to normal classes today following a nationwide strike by teachers on Wednesday. Thousands of schools across the UK were shut down yesterday amid a one-day strike by National Union of Teachers. The teachers walked off the job en masse to protest what they feel are excessive workloads, an unfair pension arrangement and an unwanted pay system. Marches and rallies took place in some 30 cities around the UK. Britain's education minister is on record saying the current pay and pension structures are fixed for teachers. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.